Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. You've heard that the U.S. dollar has been strong. 2 months ago, the U.S. dollar index reached a multi-year high. But that is now long past. Since that peak through last Friday, the U.S. dollar index has fallen more than 6%. Year-to-date, the dollar is actually down in value against currencies from Switzerland, Great Britain, Japan, Singapore, South Korea, Taiwan, Chile, Hong Kong, and others. You're also hearing that the Dow Jones Industrial Average and other U.S. stock indices are at record levels. However, did you know that Japan, China, Great Britain, Germany, Australia, and Brazil stock indices have outperformed all or most American indices so far this year? So, the supposed good news for the U.S. dollar and economy is not as wonderful as some politicians and other media pretend. If you want to understand why the value of the dollar is getting more precarious with each passing month, just look at changes in U.S. Treasury debt holdings. According to Barron's, in May 2008, foreign central banks held 25% of U.S. Treasury debt. Today, they only hold 17.5%. Over the same time period, the Federal Reserve increased its holdings from 5% of outstanding U.S. Treasury debt to more than 23%. Unfortunately, the Fed is the buyer of last resort. It buys the debt when nobody else will. This growing distrust of the U.S. dollar has resulted in the Federal Reserve increasing its holdings of U.S. Treasury debt over the past 7 years from about $500 billion to $4.25 trillion. The Treasury will never pay off this debt at the current value of the U.S. dollar. Therefore, the so-called assets held by the Federal Reserve are pretty much worthless. By the way, foreign central banks in total increased their holdings of U.S. Treasury debt until a peak in November 2012. Then, in a single week, these same banks dumped $421 billion of the debt. Foreign central bank holdings have been pretty stable since, while U.S. Treasury debt levels soared. Today, the U.S. dollar's value would be clobbered if foreign central banks again unloaded another $400 billion of U.S. Treasury debt in a single week. That's it for today. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.